very big chidush. Number one, that there exists a concept of a tefillah b'taus. A tefillah b'taus. Tefillah b'taus means somebody davened thinking it was dark. It turned out not to be. So the Gemara says that his tefillah is cancelled. If his tefillah is cancelled, then the Kabbalah Shabbos that goes with it is also cancelled. That, the Gemara said, is unanimously agreed upon. The Gemara said at the end a chiddush, and that was that when a tzibur daven, then a tzibur has a different halacha with regard to tefillah, and that is tircha de tzibura. Tircha de tzibura means that because we don't want to be matriach the tzibur to riaf the daven, therefore, as the Gemara said, kivin shehispalalu, hispalalu. Once they've davened, they've davened. That was all clear in the Gemara. What was not clear in the Gemara, and we saw machlokes about it, is so what therefore happened to their Kabbalah Shabbos? Meaning, the Gemara only discussed the tzibur on Motzah Shabbos. That was the story that was quoted. They davened on Motzah Shabbos. Obviously, they can't do malacha until nightfall, but do they have to daven Maariv again because their first Maariv was mistakenly davened? And the Gemara said, no, they don't. Why? Kivin shehispalalu hispalalu tircha de tzibura. So the question became, well, what would happen if that were to be on Friday night? If the tzibur davened on Friday night, early by mistake, they definitely would not need to daven again. Because tircha de tzibura always says that you do not need to mechayev a tzibur to daven again. Does that therefore mean that, one second, if you're telling me that their tefillah was valid after all, then I'm sorry, you can't have the best of both worlds. If your tefillah was valid, then that is a Kabbalah Shabbos after all. Or perhaps not. And lemaisa, we saw a Maharshal that made an enormous machlokes rishonim out of it. That was the bottom line. Tosfos on the one hand, the Rashba on the other. So the way we explained last time that basically this could well depend on a fundamental question, which is how indeed does tefillah ever equal Kabbalah Shabbos? Is it a light switch mechanism? Once you press that button, then it becomes Shabbos whether you like it or not. There's no such thing as by accident. If you turn the light on by accident, it still comes on. Unless it turns out that you never turned the light on. But if you did turn it on, the light will come on. Or perhaps not. Perhaps when you daven Maariv, it's not an automatic light switch. Rather, that is an expression of your desire to make it Shabbos. The fact that you daven Maariv, either by virtue of the fact that you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, or by virtue of the fact that you're davening Maariv, which means you want to make it nightfall. Therefore, if you're considering it night, you clearly consider it Shabbos. Therefore, it all depends on your da'as. Those are the two ways that you could understand this. So we said, maybe that's the machlokes rishonim. If you hold that it's a light switch, so once you tell me that the tefillah of the tzibur took effect, that means they pressed the light switch. So if they pressed the light switch, then we understand very well that there are those who hold, automatically that will mean a Kabbalah Shabbos, whether they wanted it or not, is totally irrelevant. In the case of the Yochid, where we say his tefillah got cancelled, so it means the light switch was never pressed. It's like pressing the light switch and it turns out the electricity wasn't on. So you can't say, yeah, but he pressed the light switch. No, he didn't. It wasn't connected. So obviously, in the case of the Yochid, nothing happens. But in the case of the Tzibur, if they press that light switch and their tefillah takes effect, then automatically Kabbalah Shabbos comes with it. That was one way of learning. Another way of learning was that no, tefillah is always an expression of your da'as. If you announce Mekadesh HaShabbos, then clearly you consider it Shabbos. Ah. If that's the case, and if it was done mistakenly, therefore you cannot tell me that I was considering it. I wanted to make it Shabbos. It happens to be that my tefillah took effect because Chazal had rachmonos on me and they said that you don't have to daven again because you're a tzibur. But at the end of the day, you did not want to be mekabel Shabbos. So those are the two ways of understanding. Either tefillah is like a light switch, it's automatic, or it's just an expression of my rotzayin, of my willingness to be mekabel Shabbos. And if it was a mistake, then there's no willingness. And therefore, even though they do not have to daven again, but there's no Kabbalah's Shabbos. So that we saw was a machloikas rishonim. So we need to now look in the Shulchan Aruch to see how we paskin. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Yud Dalad, Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud Dalad, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Beyoim Hamu'unam, if on a cloudy day, Ta'u Tzibur, a Tzibur made a mistake, V'choshvu, and they thought Shechashecha, they thought it has become dark, V'hidliku Neirois, V'hispalalu Tfilas Arvis, Shal Shabbos, they lit candles, they davened, the Mariv of Shabbos, they thought for the world that it's nightfall. And all of a sudden they got a big surprise. Nispazru ha'ovim, the clouds became dispersed. Vezorcha chamo, and the sun began to shine. So now we know exactly how the Shulchan Aruch is going to continue with regard to tefillah. Ein tzorich lachzor velispalel arvis. They do not need to daven mariv again. Obviously, that's a mafurisha gemara, tircha de tzibura. As long as, says the Shulchan Aruch, im, providing that, keshe hispalalu, when they davened, hoyom plag amincha ulamalo, as long as it was from plag amincha and onwards. So it's only if they daven from plag amincha onwards, then their tefillah is considered valid and they do not need to daven again. So far, we have not discussed a yochid, we've only discussed a tzibur. Before we see the halachas of a yochid, let's immediately look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkoten Nun Gimel. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkoten Nun Gimel, Einom Tzrichim, why did the tzibur not have to daven again? Deloi Matrachinon Tzibura. Because we do not exert the tzibur af shebetaus hoisa, even though it was by accident. This whole davening was indeed an accident, meaning they did not really want to daven this early, but we have a special consideration when it comes to a tzibur because of tircha de tzibur. By the way, it's an incredible concept how seriously we take tircha de tzibur. Did you know that the Mishnah Brura says that on a regular, for example, this morning, Thursday morning, when we had Kriyas HaTorah, in between the Aliyahs, the Kohen finishes, the Levi comes up, or the Levi finishes, the Yisrael comes up, the Mishnah Brura paskens, you should not cover the Sefer Torah. Why not? Because when the next person comes up, he's going to have to uncover it, and it's tircha de tzibur. That takes about a quarter of a second to uncover the Sefer Torah. And yet, the Mishnah Brura says we have to be concerned with the time it takes. You're going to keep the tzibur waiting. The Mishnah Brura paskens, or the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that when you get an aliyah and you approach the Sefer Torah, you open the Sefer Torah to look where they're up to. That's what you're supposed to do. And you make your bracha. When you make your bracha, are you supposed to close the Sefer Torah and then reopen it when you finish your bracha? Or do you keep it open? There's actually a very big machlokes. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you open the Sefer Torah and you keep it open whilst you say the bracha. Because if you close it and then reopen it, Tircha the Tzibura. Now, how long does it take to open the Sefer Torah? Half a second. So you see how seriously the halacha considers this whole concept of tircha de tzibur. Which is, of course, an indication, generally, how much we value time. I remember there was a Rav in London, Rav Yosef, maybe you'll remember him, Rav Chaim Shmal. Rav Chaim Shmal was a Rav in one of the shuls in London, and he gave a drosha once after the Olympics, after one of the Olympics, and he said, an incredible thing happened this week. There was the 100 meters run in the Olympics, and the whole world were tuned in and watching to see a bunch of fellows there running 100 meters, and there was absolute euphoria and ecstasy all around the world because somebody broke the 100 meter record, and he ran it instead of, I don't know, 9.78 seconds, in 9.73 seconds. Which means he saved 0.05 of a second running this 100 meters, and he says, unbelievable. Here you have all the goyim in the world wasting their whole life, having no value for time whatsoever, all suddenly appreciating 0.05 of a second. The irony of it. But we value time. And if we value time, then we certainly value the tzibur's time, and that's the concept of tircha de tzibura. Remember, we've already come across this once. Remember when we discussed about Tarati Desastri, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you won't be able to reconvene the minyan once again, then you can even allow a Tarati Desastri. We don't say, no, you've absolutely got to come back. No, we have special consideration for the time of the tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Nun Dalad. This is all providing that this took place from Plaga Mincha Olamala, Plaga Mincha, and onwards, the koidem plag amincha, because if it is before plag amincha, afilu tzibur, even if it's a tzibur, nami machzirin, we will have to return them. I'm sorry, there's no room for leniency. Why? The lav zman tfilas arvis hi klau, because prior to plag amincha is not considered mariv time, according to any opinion whatsoever, and therefore we have no basis to be lenient. It's like davening Maariv in the middle of the afternoon and saying, can you be lenient? On what basis? I have no halachic grounds to be lenient. When exactly is Plaga Mincha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vizman Plaga Mincha, you'll see in Reish Lamed Gim. Okay, back now into the Shulchan Aruch. Everything we've discussed so far is with regard to the tzibur. What about the yochid? Back into the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'im yochid hu. By the way, as we always say, very important to be medayik what's written, but also what's not written. So far, the Shulchan Aruch has not mentioned anything about whether the tzibur have or haven't been mekabel Shabbos. All we've been told is they davened early, and if they davened early, it should have been Kabbalah Shabbos, but it was a mistake, they don't have to daven again. But what's with their Kabbalah Shabbos? That we haven't been told yet, we will soon see.
Yachid.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'im yochid hu she'to'o bekach. If this was a yochid who made this mistake, meaning he davened Maariv accidentally early, sorich hu lachzor ve'lispalel tfilas arvis. He does have to go back. So far, Baruch Hashem, having learned the Gemara, we have not seen any chidushim in the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, this is a chiddush lalocha, but once you learn the Gemara, you see that this is straight out of the Gemara, no discussion whatsoever. Let's immediately see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Nun Hei. Tzorechu, why does the Yochid have to daven again? Kiven Shebetous Hispalel, because he davened mistakenly. Shesovar Shekvar Hashecha, because he thought that it was already dark and it wasn't. Vehu Adin, and the same would apply Bechoil Nami Dina Hochi. This is not unique or specific to Friday night. The absolute same would be true on a weekday as well. Kiven Shehu Noyheik Tomit, if he regularly has the custom Lehispalel Mariv Bizmanoi, if he regularly davens Mariv at the correct time Karabonon, which means not after plug, but rather only after nightfall, Vahayoim Betous Hispalel, and today he accidentally davened after plug, so we say to him, I'm sorry, you've got to daven again. Now, why is the Mishnah Berurah telling us all of this? Because the Mishnah Berurah obviously is very bothered. What do you mean to say that if you daven Mariv after plug, you've got to daven again? Didn't you tell us that you're allowed to choose to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which means you're allowed to daven after plug? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's true, but we're talking about somebody who did not choose the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. To the contrary, he regularly davens Mariv only after nightfall, because he paskins like the Rabbonon. Therefore, if he ever davened after plug, then clearly that was by accident. He didn't want to do that, because he never does. He's not allowed to. It's a tarot of the Sastri.
But the Evan, would it be okay?
No. What do you mean by the Evan would be okay?
That if he actually davened at that earlier time, even though his ragil was a daven after tzeis.
Yeah, we saw b'dieved it's okay if that's what you wanted to do, but not by accident.
Okay.
It means we saw in a shas hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, if you know that for some reason you will not be able to daven mariv after nightfall, even though you normally do, and therefore we're not going to allow you under ordinary circumstances to daven after plug, because that's a tarot of the sastra. Remember, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, tarot of the sastra doesn't just mean on the same day, even over the course of different days. But b'shas hadchak, if I've got no other choice, then you can daven. But here, it wasn't a shas hadchak, he just simply made a mistake.
Okay.
If you would have asked him, he would have been the first one to admit, I do not want to daven after
plug
amencha. Remember, we mustn't forget this either. We did see last time, or two times ago, that even though if you're a Rabbonon man, so you cannot daven Mariv after plug, but on Friday night you're allowed to. And we all breathed a big sigh of relief when we saw that, because we were all scratching our heads, thinking to ourselves, how do we make early Shabbos ever? We never daven Mariv after plug. And to put it more bluntly, we're more than happy to daven mincha until the very end of the day on a regular day. Which means, which is absolutely fine, that we absolutely paskin like the Rabbono. And the Mishnah Berurah said, if you paskin like the Rabbono, then you can never daven Mariv after plug. So how can we do on Friday night? So that we saw the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah told us that Friday night is different because there is a special mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, which, by the way, will be the subject of tonight's Parashah Shir Mitzvah Hashem. So therefore, because there's a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, and therefore you're going to bring in Shabbos early, so we let you daven early as well. As Rav Moshe Zelig pointed out last time, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos, but you don't have to daven Mariv. All those people who do not make early Shabbos on Friday night, they're not over an Issa by davening Mariv late. They do, however, have to be particular to make sure that they declare before nightfall that they are hereby being mekabel on themselves Tosfos Shabbos. So you must be mekabel Shabbos early. You may daven Mariv early as a result. But either way, that's all talking about when you did so willingly. We're talking about when you did so mistakenly. Therefore, so far, I don't think we've seen any chidushim so far. The Yochid's tefillah is cancelled. The Tzibur's tefillah is not cancelled. Why not? Because we have Tircha de Tzibura considerations. Therefore, they do not have to daven again. He does. Here comes the big question. You have not yet told us what about Kabbalah Shabbos. And we know it's a Machlokes Rishonim. So here we are waiting with bated breath to see what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin on that. So let's go back into the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Le'inyan Asiyas Melocha, with regard to doing Melocha, Bein Tzibur, Bein Yochid, Mutarim, are allowed to do Melocha. The Kabbalas, Shabbos, Hoysa, Betos. So there it is. The Shulchan Aruch has taken a stance. The Shulchan Aruch has told us, now which part of that line is the Chiddush? Which element, we just read a line, that a Yochid and a Tzibur are allowed to do Melocha. Which part of that line is the Chiddush?
Hoysa Betos.
The Tzibur.
Oh.
The fact that a Yochid, you're quite right, the fact that the Yochid is allowed to do Melocha, that was a Mefurash of Gemara. Remember we had the story of one of the Amoraim davening early Shabbos, and the next thing we knew, he was busy cooking. So we wondered, yeah, because it was Kabbalah Shabbos Betos. So that's a Mefurash of Gemara. But once the Yochid Tfilah gets cancelled, then Kabbalah Shabbos goes with it as well. But with regard to Tzibur, we saw Machlokes Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch over here is clearly paskening that what? There is absolutely no distinction. Which means, Meirav Rabbeisai, if you go back to our Moshel, is Tfilah a light switch? Or is Tfilah not a light switch? What is the Shulchan Aruch telling me?
Not a light
switch. That it is not a light switch. It's not. Because if it was, then the minute you tell me that the Tzibur's Tzfila takes effect, well, then they've turned on the light switch. So the light has to come on, and it's Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that they're allowed to do Melacha. So clearly, what is the Shulchan Aruch telling us? That the way that Kabbalah Shabbos through Tzfila works is not because it's an automatic light switch, but rather by davening, that is an expression of my willingness to be Mekabel Shabbos. And if it was a mistake, then there's no willingness to be Mekabel Shabbos because it was all one big accident. Fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we'll just read one more line. We won't read the end because that's a different halacha. V'yesh oimrim, some say, she'oysom shehidliku neirois, asurim pa'asiyas melocha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that some hold that if you lit candles, that's different. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of this sif says quite clearly, v'hidliku neirois v'hispalalu. We're talking about they lit candles and they davened. Shulchan Aruch says, even though I just told you that it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, even whether for the Tzibur or for the Yochid, but some say that if you lit candles, you cannot do Melacha. At least for those people who lit the candles. As the Shulchan Aruch finishes off, v'shar anshe habayis mutarim. Other people in the household who did not light candles, they're okay. Now, why is lighting candles significant? Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkoten Nun Vav. Shoysom shidliku. Those who lit candles, that for some reason is more strict, afim lo hispalalu, even if they didn't daven, it all depends on candle lighting. Avol beloy hadloka, but without lighting candles, af she hispalalu tfilas Shabbos, kiven shabbatos hoysa, because it was all by mistake, therefore, loy shmo kabbalah. So what is the Mishnah Berurah telling you? That even this opinion agrees that what? That essentially tefillah itself is nothing. But if they lit candles, then that's more severe. Why is lighting candles different? Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'tam hayesh oimrim. What is the reason behind this yesh oimrim opinion? The svira lehu, because they hold, and these are very, very cryptic words, the Kabbalah shehi al yedei hadlaka, if it is a Kabbalah Shabbos, not through tefillah, but rather through a hadlaka, adifa. What does adifa mean? It's better or stronger. Three words, explanation. De is bo maisa. Because it has a maisa. Tfilo is just a dibur, and hadlaka is a maisa. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us phenomenal chiddush in explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. Not everybody agrees to this, but there are some who hold that if you're makabel Shabbos al yedei tefillah and it was betos, everything gets deleted. But if you're makabel Shabbos through lighting candles, that's worse, because that is a maisa. That is a maisa. Very cryptic words. So Wilford, it was a maisa. But at the end of the day, it was done betos. So there is a whole very big discussion about this. Why should Maisa be a different Hadlaka? We're going to leave the rest of the Mishnah Berurah for the side for the moment, but either way, we do see in conclusion that the Shulchan Aruch paskens quite clearly. Essentially, the main opinion is that if a tzibur ever daven betos, not only do they not have to daven, but their Kabbalah Shabbos becomes cancelled. Whether a yochid or a tzibur, with regard to lighting candles, Shulchan Aruch is bringing one opinion, that if you light candles, for some reason that's different. Why? Because it's a maisa. And if it's a maisa, for some reason that takes effect in a stronger way. Needs a lot of an explanation. We'll leave that for another time. In the meanwhile, let's now come back to our Gemara, or should we clock out and then clock back in?
Okay. It's fine.
Right now.
How you doing?
Shuls are open. I haven't heard that.
I didn't hear it either. It's interesting.
Actually, as he was talking, I was just doing a quick scan. Misrata Briut doesn't say anything. So I don't know where...
How many people did he say?
15.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't make it up.
Hagamor. By the way, just before we begin, is there any possibility, at least in the coming days, of learning a little bit earlier, or that doesn't work out for people?
No problem for me.
I'm fine.
Leo David, Avram.
How much earlier are you talking about?
Even 9 o'clock or 8:45 would be a help. 9 o'clock.
I can do 9 o'clock. 8:45 I can probably do also.
It's just that, because obviously the shir can't be in our shul, so at the moment I'm at home, and then afterwards I go to shul, so I don't want to go too late.
Either one's fine with me, whatever the Rav says.
Okay, so let's maybe for the moment try at 9 o'clock. I'll send out a reminder, Belineda, on Motzah Shabbos. We'll shoot for 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And that will be starting next Sunday?
Sunday morning, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, back into the Gemara. We're recording?
Yes.
Says the Gemara, Chof Zayin Omud Beis, the third last narrow line. Oma Rab Chia Ba'ovin. Rab Chia Ba'ovin says, Rav Tzoli Shol Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, as we have already seen. Rav Davend, what we call early Shabbos. Rav Yoishia Matzli shall Motzah Shabbos b'Shabbos. He davened the Motzah Shabbos tefillah whilst it was still Shabbos. So for want of a better expression, he made early Motzah Shabbos. Now, of course, that's highly inaccurate because there's no such thing as making early Motzah Shabbos, because even if you daven Maariv, as we saw at an earlier point, Rashi points out, obviously you can't do Melacha. Because at the end of the day, it's still the daytime. We're not talking about doing Malacha. We're talking about davening Maariv. So here we have two different stories. Rav davened Maariv early on a Friday night, and Rav Yoshia davened Maariv early on a Motzah Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Going back to that story, that Rav davened Maariv early on Friday night, Oymer Kedusha al HaKois, Oy Einoy Oymer Kedusha al HaKois. When he came home, and it's still broad daylight, you told me he's allowed to daven Maariv and make early Shabbos. Did he make Kiddush then? Alakois or not? What's the shaila of the Gemara? What exactly is the shaila? Did he make Kiddush alakois or not?
Did he or can he?
Can he?
Yeah.
Meaning, therefore, did he? What happened in that story?
The Kiddush of Shabbos.
So this goes back to what we discussed last week. What exactly does davening Maariv early do for you? Now let's go back and establish some principles. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is min ha-Torah. No question about that. It happens to be, by the way, that min ha-Torah, how are you mekayim this mitzvah of Kiddush? You do not need a kais. All you need to do is verbally declare
it's Shabbos.
It is very well known. The famous opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger maintains that if you say to your friend Shabbat Shalom or Good Shabbos, you've been yoytzer to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Because the mitzvah of Kiddush is sanctify the day, declare that it's Shabbos. Okay, others disagree with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That is the mitzvah min ha-Torah. There is an additional chiyuv mid-rabbanon to make Kiddush on the kais. So when we make Kiddush on the kais Friday night, essentially we'll be mekayim the derabbanon together with the Doiraisa. The Mogen Avrohom is mechadesh, that when you daven Friday night, you are then also mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Why? For the same reason. Because when you davened and you said mekadesh haShabbos, you've declared it Shabbos, which means that by the time you come home, you have already been mekayim the mitzvah min haTorah, and all that remains is the mitzvah derabbanon. Which, by the way, is a whole big discussion. We'll leave that for another day. Which is, if you come home and you've davened Maariv, so according to the Mogen Avraham, you don't have a mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush, you've already been mekayim that mitzvah. But your wife does. We paskin that women have all the same halachas as men when it comes to Shabbos. No differentiation whatsoever. So your wife is mechuyev min haTorah. You are only mechuyev min derabbanon. So how can you be moitzi your wife? How can you be moitzi your wife? We always know this the famous principle. Oh, we always know the famous principle that a derabbanon cannot be moitzi a da'iraisa. So then we have the shaila, but there is a principle called Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelo Zeh. But some maintain, Big Machloika, so that doesn't apply to women. And if it doesn't apply to women, so how can you wait to your wife in Kiddush? So according to Rabbi Kiveiga, we might be okay, because when you came home and your wife said to you, Good Shabbos, so then she's also yet to the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah, so she's also only left with a Derabbanan. Either way, we'll put that aside. The Mogen Avraham's opinion is not unanimously agreed upon. We are certainly choshesh for the Mogen Avraham, but not everybody agrees. Some maintain that merely davening is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush, which means that when we come home, if you disagree with the position of the Mogen Avraham, what are you in fact doing when you make Kiddush al HaKoyis on Friday night? Both a mitzvah min haTorah, which is the actual saying of Vayechulu and Mekadesh HaShabbos, together with it, the Chiyuv midrabbanon to do so over a cup of wine. So it's a deraisa together with a derabbanon. Now let's come back to our Gemara. Rav davened early on Friday night, is Mekabel Shabbos. So he can't cook, and he can't build, and he can't write. But what about Kiddush? So we need to explain, what's the Gemara Shaila, can he make Kiddush or not? If we were to ask ourselves, one second, Rav Davan Mariv early, what did he do for Kriya Shema? So we've already seen elsewhere, Kriya Shema, he definitely waited till nightfall. Why?
Right.
Because Kriya Shema has nothing to do with Shabbos or not Shabbos. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is dependent on whether it's night. And if it's dependent on whether it's night, it's got to be dark outside. It has to be Tzeisak Yichovim. So you can tell me any explanation you like for Kabbalah Shabbos, but at the end of the day, it's not nightfall. Remember we said you're allowed to count Sfiras Oimah still. A woman can do a Hefsek Tara still. Why? Because it is actually daytime. It's daytime with the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's why you can't do Melochas. So obviously you can't say Kriya Shema yet because it's not nightfall. So the Gemara is now wondering, fine, so what about Kiddush? Do you have to wait for nightfall to make Kiddush? Or do we say no? Inasmuch as the Kedusha of Shabbos has now kicked in, so you can make Kiddush as well. If you remember, we discussed last time, what actually happens when you make Tesis Shabbos? Is it got the Kedusha of Shabbos? Or it's still very much Friday, just you can't do Melochas, like a Neder? But either way, if you understand that the Kedusha of Shabbos kicks in, then we can understand that what? That maybe you can make Kiddush as well. Because Kiddush is not dependent on nightfall. It's not like Sfiras HaOmer. It's not like Kriya Shema. Rather, it's dependent on Shabbos. Kiddush is one of the halachas of Shabbos. It's not one of the halachas of nightfall. That's the Gemara Shaila. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Omer of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Mispalel, Odom Shel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Shmuel said, you're allowed to daven Friday night davening early. Fine, that we know. The Omer Kedusha Al HaKois. And you can make Kiddush Al HaKois as well, says the Gemara, the Hilchasa Kavose. And the Halacha is like him. So we now breathe another sigh of relief. Not only are we allowed to make early Shabbos, we are also allowed to make Kiddush. So we are clearly being told, L'choira, but even though it's not nightfall, and therefore you cannot say Kriya Shema, you cannot count Sfiras HaOmer, but the Kedusha of Shabbos has kicked in, and that Kedusha of Shabbos allows you to make Kiddush. Not only allows you to make Kiddush, actually, it obligates you to make Kiddush because you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush.
Would the same thing apply in a situation where which we talked about, which was that you wouldn't daven Marv? In other words, you'd go to a later Marv. You know, you bring in an early Shabbos, and you come home and you want to have your suda. Obviously, you can make Kiddush. And then you're going to daven later. That means you haven't actually accepted.
It depends if you're Makabel Shabbos. It depends when you're Makabel Shabbos. If you want to, as you put it quite rightly, make daven Mariv bizmano. You don't want to daven Mariv early. But as we said before, you've got to be Makabel Shabbos before nightfall. How early do you want to be Makabel Shabbos? So if you want to Makabel Shabbos 1 minute before nightfall, you can have your Suda an hour earlier. It's not Shabbos, it's your Friday afternoon lunch. Therefore, obviously, you can't make Kiddush. But if you want to now, as it were, do Lechadoidia and Lechunaranano and be Mekabel Shabbos, you don't want to have a Mariv. If you're on Mekabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. And you can make Kiddush. Now, there is a very, very famous, famous, famous question, which I spoke about 29 years ago at my Bar Mitzvah Drosha. In my Bar Mitzvah Drosha, we discussed, one moment, not everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah called Tosfos Shabbos. Although, as we'll mention tonight in the Shir Mitzvah Hashem, the Gemara does seem to say that there is a mitzvah called Tosfos Shabbos, but there is a machlokes. And the Rambam says that there is no mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. At best, Tosfos Shabbos is the Rabbonon. In which case, you have the $64 million question. If you're Mekabel Shabbos early, it's all fine and well if you hold that there is a concept of early Shabbos. But if you hold it's only Shabbos midrabbanon, how can you make Kiddush now when it's only Shabbos midrabbanon? Come nightfall, it will be Shabbos d'oraisa, and you'll have a mitzvah then of Kiddush min ha-Torah. So what are you going to say? But I made Kiddush already. I'm sorry, when you made Kiddush, you were only mechuyev midrabbanon. Now you are mechuyev min ha-Torah. How can what you did as a katan, not as a katan, how can you, with what you did as a derabbanon, exempt your later chiyev, which is going to be a deraisa? Why did I speak about it in my Bar Mitzvah Drosha? Because there's a famous shaila of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What happens if a Bar Mitzvah boy who is becoming Bar Mitzvah tonight, and an hour before he became a Bar Mitzvah boy, he had bread. A whole meal of bread. And he benched. Come nightfall, he's now a godoil, but he still feels satisfied. V'ochalto v'savoto uvirachto. So maybe he's mukhoyev to bench now min ha-toira, because now he's satiated. So what are you going to say? But he already benched. When he benched, he was only mukhoyev midrabonon, because he was a kot. Can what you do as a drabonon exempt a later chiyuv, which is a deraisa? One example is birkas hamazon for the bar mitzvah boy. The other example is early Shabbos for those who hold that Tosfos Shabbos is only with the rabbanon. There was a great goyin and big tzaddik in this country. He was a cousin of my family. His name was Avraham Genachovsky. Avraham Genachovsky was a phenomenal, phenomenal Talmud Chacham and a great goyin in Midas. And he used to come to all of our family simchas. My uncle in Bnei Brak, Rabbi Yom Tov Zanger, on one occasion, he was the one who wrote my bar mitzvah drasha, by the way. On one occasion, he made a bar mitzvah for one of his sons, and his son spoke about this topic as well. Can what you do as a katan help for when you become a gadol? In the middle of his drasha, in walked Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky. He's listening very special attention to the bar mitzvah. I give a whole drasha. Can what you do as a katan help for when you become a gadol? When the bar mitzvah boy finished, my uncle obviously turned to Avraham Genachovsky and said to him, would you like to say a few words? So he got up and he said, Moirai v'raboisai, I must tell you, I did not understand one word of the bar mitzvah boy's drasha. Now, can you imagine somebody saying that in front of 200 people? You could have heard a pin drop. Avraham Genachovsky is such a big tzaddik and big baal midas, and it was very strange because the bar mitzvah boy actually said his drasha very clearly and beautifully. Well, what did he say? I didn't follow one word of the drasha. He had a big smile on his face. Everybody knew that he's got something up his sleeve. He said, I'll tell you why I didn't understand the drasha. I just heard the bar mitzvah boy give a whole drasha about can what you do as a katan help for when you become a gadol. And he was discussing this way and that way and kashas and rayas. He says, you know why I didn't understand the drasha? When did this bar mitzvah boy learn his drasha? He learned his drasha in the last few weeks when he was a katan. Tonight he became a gadol, and look how beautifully he said his drasha. So obviously you see that what you do as a katan, obviously it can help for when you're a gadol. So what was his old drasha about then? He says, that's why I didn't understand his drasha. Such a beautifully delivered bar mitzvah drasha as a gadol, which he learned when he became a katan, l'chayre, he's just gone and paskened his own shayla. Either way, it is a tremendous discussion. By the way, Avraham Genachovsky didn't really want to speak, and he only eventually agreed to speak after my uncle spoke. My uncle is called Rabbi Yom Tov Zanger. So after my uncle spoke, Avraham Genachovsky stood up. He said, I haven't really got anything to say. I'll just add a few words to what Rabbi Yom Tov said, and that will be Tosfos Yom Tov. Either way, here we have it as a Gemara. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Moreva Rabbeisai. So with regard to Kiddush, we're being told you can make Kiddush. With regard to Havdalah, that's going to be a whole discussion. That's in the coming Gemara. Don't forget to see that Tosfos Tzoli. And Amitz Hashem will reconvene the Gemara Shir Sunday morning, Be'ezras Hashem, 9 o'clock. If anybody's interested, hopefully there'll be a Parashah Shir Amitz Hashem tonight at 8:30.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you.
I'll do.